shout hallelujah every day.
Child of God, you must have heard that the slow and steady win the race. Welcome to your one-stop channel. This is Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba. However your time zone, it's the same God and the same word. From my time zone, it's good morning and God bless you. Today and always, you are blessed in Jesus' name. We take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9 and verses 11. Bible says, I have seen something under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned, but time and chance happen to them all. Hallelujah. Child of God, as much as time and chance happen to them all, the role of grace and divine presence can never be suspended. There's a popular story of the tortoise and the rabbit, two of God's creatures who went out on a journey that would forever be an example for humanity. And while both animals had the same destination in mind, each had his own plan to get there. The rabbit, who was full of pride and arrogance, did not take his opponent seriously. The day the race was planned, the rabbit was so sure of itself, and winning was already confirmed before the race. Surely, the slow-moving tortoise did not have the stamina or the speed to match up with the rabbit. The rabbit's legs were longer and faster. He didn't have to carry anything on his back, whereas his opponent, the tortoise, carried his entire house with him. However, the tortoise had another strategy as the day arrived. He knew in the world's eye that he was a clear loser. There was no way with his natural ability alone that the tortoise could defeat the much faster rabbit that day. But God's creature, the tortoise, had decided, no matter what, that it would make it to the finish line that day. He would not give up, but keep moving on. The mockery from other creatures would not stop it from focusing and getting involved in the race. As the race began, the rabbit ran very fast, and by the time the rabbit got to the halfway point and could not see the tortoise anywhere, he was hot, tired, and decided to stop and take a short sleep. Even if the tortoise passed him, he would only wake up and run and complete the race ahead of the tortoise. But something strange happened. The rabbit slept off. He forgot to wake up. All this time, the tortoise kept on walking step by step. He never quit, never surrendered, however the heat that he was confronted with. The rabbit, on the other hand, slept longer than he had expected, and by the time he woke up, the tortoise was already at the finish line. Unfortunately for him, the tortoise won the race. That is why we say, the race is not to the swift, the battle is not to the strong. Child of God, in the race of faith, steadfastness, consistency always win. You must always have confidence in your God and your God alone. It is not a life of speed and arrogance, but slow and steady humility. It does not depend on how the world perceives one or its assessment of ability. Many favorites fall in the race of faith because it requires focus. The day that we turned our eyes to Jesus Christ was the day that victory became a sure thing. Child of God, we must always remember, it is not often our ability that brings us these wins in life, but rather the consistent Savior who is cheering us by the sideline as we keep pushing ahead. Child of God, with God's input, everything is bound to come out well. At times, a humbling defeat in life are gentle reminders that victory is not by our own power, but by the grace of God Almighty. The Holy Spirit is our coach in our endeavors in life as He gently pushes us forward in confidence and assurance that God is with us. Child of God, what am I saying? Does it look as if the world is passing you by? Don't be discouraged. The world is going nowhere. Each step of steadfast, consistent faith that you take leaves the mark of a champion on its way to the winner's circle. Child of God, don't give up. God sees you and is cheering you always. You are a success maker. You cannot quit. You cannot surrender. One step today, two steps tomorrow, until one day your eyes will behold the beauty of victory. As you embrace the victory that Jesus has given you, He will whisper in your ear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." On that day, child of God, you will know slow and steady win the race. Now I pray you are blessed, you are promoted, you are announced. You are for testimonies. You are for signs and wonders. Sorrow will not be your lot. Disaster will not be your portion. You will not beg to eat. You will not be stranded. Your joy will be full and running over. Angels will watch over you. Your heavenly race will not be wasted by evil. I celebrate you today and I bless you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Child of God, visit our website www.hallelujaheveryday.org for more audios and devotional messages. You can drop in your prayer requests, testimonies, and inquiry at the contact section of the website. You can also be part of this evangelism project. Happy birthday and congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries and those celebrating today. The glory of God will shine upon you and do something exceedingly and abundantly over and beyond your imagination in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for your support and effort in sending, sharing, and keeping the podcast on air around the world. God bless you. Thanks for supporting. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a change and positive impact. We never take your time for granted, but sincerely value your input and feedback. Have a great day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.